Hello, this is Ibrahim Bushrit and you are listening to Algerian Youth Voices. A very long time ago, Leo Tolstoy was wise enough to notice that all happy families are alike, but unhappy families are unhappy in their own way. As a matter of fact, Algerian families are no exception. Today, Ms. Ashwaq Maizia reports on one particular family.
Growing up, Bilal had everything. He's the only child of a wealthy parent, and they spoiled him rotten with the best toys and clothes. But all that changed when disaster struck his father.
My father was facing an economic obstacle and he failed and he lost all his money, so we had to move to another place.
These terrible events had a real impact on Bilal's life.
During that period, we were really, really poor. Like, the refrigerator was empty. I go to sleep, hangry.
All this happened when Bilal was only 12 years old. Yet despite these difficulties, he kept working hard in school.
But I did my best and I was the first in my class.
This financial downfall depressed his father. And as a result, their relationship started to suffer.
In my family, I had a problem actually with my father. And he was like trying to get me in his wavelength. You know, he thought that he's doing his best to educate me, but he wasn't. All what he did was like beating me day and night.
Daddy, please stop yelling. I can't stand the...
I cried inside of me.
By the time Bilal got to high school, he lost interest in studying and his grades went down. The financial situation wasn't better either.
I was going down, my grades were going down, so my father noticed that and he asked me to stop school. When he refused, he said, I'm not paying your tuition, I'm not giving you money for buying clothes, I'm not giving you any more money. This is the only thing that I had.
Because of his poor performance in school, he was prevented from studying English and instead, he studied in philosophy. He was so disappointed, he was about to give up.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the field that I want. Didn't want it to have. They oriented me to study philosophy.
Everything in our lives happens for a reason. No matter how hopeless we are, if we just start looking around us, we are definitely going to find the light which will guide us. Bilal, in this case, he was lost, but a little help from someone contributed to turn one of his life pages into a white one.
So I went to another high school. And I met another teacher of English, actually. She noticed doing my best in speaking English. She said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to study English. And she said, yeah, of course, if you have good grades in English, you can do it. That was the light of hope, the first light of hope in my life.
Bilal worked hard. After 3 years, his studies were back on track. To the surprise of everyone, he became the only student in the class of 45 to pass the exam and earn a place in the English department at the university. His success in English helped him to feel more positive and his attitude toward his father changed.
I started to understand the reasons that he wasn't treating me that way. So I said I would forgive him and just let it go and start another relationship. And I made the first step and I went to him and we start saying hi to each other and greeting each other every day. And now we have a really good relation and I'm doing well in my life.
Now, Bilal is doing well with his father and achieving the dream of studying English in university. This is Ashwaq from Algerian Youth Voices.
Thank you, Ashwaq, and thank you, Bilal, for sharing your story. You are listening to Algerian Youth Voices. This is Ibrahim saying so long.